Howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. Do you remember when we used to print out 4 pages from MapQuest and travel like pirates?
That's right.
Way back when, and that was some high technology, too,
what,
back then.
5, 10 years ago.
I guess that's better than using the Rand McNally, which...
I still got one.
I do, too.
I still use it.
Right, exactly. I want to see where it is again. Get that out again. Right.
Exactly.
Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our outfit.
All right, here we go. Some more church bulletin boards.
Church bulletins. Yeah, all right.
These are always fun. Yeah. This being Easter Sunday, we will ask Mrs. Lewis to come forward and lay an egg on the altar.
No.
The associate minister unveiled the church's new tithing campaign slogan last Sunday.
Yeah.
I upped my pledge.
Up yours. That's right.
Right, yeah. The Low Self-Esteem Support Group will meet Thursday at 7 p.m. Please use the back door.
Is the taffy pull on there?
No. Oh, I wish it was. Oh, well, this is our Pearl Clutcher show, so we could, but we're not. All right, this evening at 7 p.m., there will be hymn singing in the park across the street from church. Bring a blanket and come prepared to sin.
Sin.
Yeah, sin.
Sin, they've, yes.
Forgot the G on the end of sing.
Missed the G part.
The ladies of the church have cast off clothing of every kind. They may be seen in the basement on Friday afternoon.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Grab your pearls.
Yeah. Cast off clothing.
Cast off clothing. Yes, all right. At the evening service tonight, the sermon topic will be, What is Hell? Come early and listen to our choir practice. I'll show you what hell is. Yeah. The church will host an evening of fine dining, super entertainment, and gracious hostility.
Hostility. All right.
You know, people need to do a little
spell check.
Proofreading.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Potluck supper Sunday at 5 p.m. Prayer and medication to follow.
Better have some medication.
Yeah, darn right, yeah. Irving Benson and Jesse Carter were married on October 24th in the church. So ends a friendship that began in their school days.
So it ends.
Now they're married.
And now it begins.
Mm-hmm. The rector will preach his farewell message, after which the choir will sing, Break Forth into Joy.
Hallelujah.
Oh, buddy. For those of you who have children and don't know it, we have a nursery downstairs.
I don't know if I
go
have
check.
Children.
Go check the nursery.
See go if see, you, if you got
see if you have any
there.
Kids. Yeah. All right. Miss Charlene Mason saying, I will not pass this way again, giving obvious pleasure to the congregation.
Obviously.
Uh-huh. Yep. Don't let worry kill you off. Let the church help.
Let the church do it.
Uh-huh, right.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Ladies, don't forget the rummage sale. It's a chance to get rid of those things not worth keeping around the house. Bring your husbands.
Bring the husband.
We got a great show coming
up. Oh, goody.
Bill Barwick is riding along with us. Stephanie Davis has some poetry.
Ooh, nice.
We have many strings. Homer and Jethro, John Chandler. Let's start with our buddy Dave Stamey, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone go back home.
go west. That's what Horace Greeley said. But that was years and years ago. Now Horace Greeley's dead. But the people all keep coming and they're bringing all their stuff. If Horace was around today, he'd say, hey, that's enough. 'Cause there's houses on the coastline, there's houses in the hills. If there's room to build a house there, you can dang sure bet they will. Sidewalks and supermarkets and parking for the cars. And big old golden arches shining where they once were stars. Someone needs to go back home. The West ain't gonna hold us all. The Western dream got covered up when they built that shopping mall. Someone needs to go back home. Where Grandpa used to run his cows is now a Chuck E. Cheese. And you can't stop them, boys, you're just spitting in the breeze. And the desert blooms with golf courses, green grass grows. But where the water's coming from, there ain't nobody knows. Someone needs to go back home. 'Cause the West ain't gonna hold us all. The Western dream got covered up when they built that shopping mall. Someone needs to go back home. There must be towns back east where there ain't nobody left. Some place they might go back to if they ain't pooped in their nest. Out here there's only traffic jams, people everywhere. A bunch of rolling hemorrhoids fouling up the air. Someone needs to go back home. 'Cause the West ain't gonna hold us all. Western dream got covered up when they built that shopping mall. Someone needs to go back home. Yeah, someone needs to go back home.
Oh man, yeah, boys, preach it, Brother Stamey. That's good.
Somebody's got to go back home.
Someone's got to go back home. That's right. There ain't no more room out here.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, Clear Out West Radio Show. Thanks for joining us.
That's right. Welcome to our outfit.
We're talking about pearl clutchers.
Goodness gracious, we had a good start.
We did well, and that's
there's a taffy pull at St. Peter's.
Dave Stamey said, "Go back home.
Go home.
Yeah, just go back home." That's right. Oh my goodness! That's a double fisted triple strand pearl clutcher.
Well, and that kind of goes along with pull my finger.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the pearl clutching thing came from our good friend Margot Metegron.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Every once in a while, we would say something on Cal Radio, and she would say, "Oh, that made me clutch my pearls."
That's right.
That was just, yeah.
So, oh, dear.
And as a gift, 1 year, she sent us a strand of pearls.
She did,
yeah. Yeah, so if it is a double-fisted triple-strand pearl clutcher.
It's a bad one.
It's really bad,
it's
right?
It's kind of like spiders in the outhouse.
Right, exactly. Well, speaking of outhouses, that was usually what made Margot clutch her pearls.
Exactly.
She didn't care for outhouse poems, didn't care for outhouse stories, didn't really care for potty humor in any way.
Well, why did she like us?
Well,
or maybe she didn't.
Well, because we're so likable.
That's true.
That's why, right? But she's the one who sent me the article on privy archaeology.
That's right.
She sent us the article.
Yeah.
Outhouse archaeology.
Privy diving.
Think about it.
Yeah.
All right. Every once in a while, something would fall out of your dungarees and into the two-holer, and you weren't going down to get it.
Well, there's a lot of treasures in there in privies.
They are. So there's people who actually find old outhouse sites, and they excavate it.
Yep. They do. Archaeology.
Now, that's some good black dirt, okay?
Oh, man.
I'm telling you.
And it's been around for hundreds of years.
Right. Yeah. So it's not fresh. It's dirt,
it's
right?
It's still dung.
Well, it is. Absolutely is. But people come out of there with old blue bottles and pocket watches and silver dollar here and there.
Yeah.
Well, which reminds me what you told me.
What's that?
When you lost a 50-cent piece in the outhouse.
That's right. I wasn't going in for a 50-cent piece.
You got your wallet out and threw a buck down in there, didn't you?
It was actually a 20.
Was it a $20
bill? Yeah.
I want you to tell the story about your friend Privy diving for a new set of Klein vice
grips
or
Nipix,
whatever.
Okay.
Oh, what were they?
Nipix channel locks.
Oh, channel locks. Okay.
Yes, and if you're familiar with them, they're not cheap.
Right.
But they are nice channel locks.
Sure.
Well, he only had these for about a week.
Dropped them
in the outhouse. In the little castle
in,
of comfort.
In the blue water.
In the blue water.
Oh, man. I don't care how much they cost.
I don't either.
They would still be there.
Well, I would be standing there when the honey bucket, the stool bus
yeah,
comes
there you
by.
Go. Hey, dude, strain these out, will you?
Yeah. Pull
right.
them out of there.
Well, he dove in up to his shoulder.
He did. He had blue up to his elbows.
Okay. Boy, that makes me clutch my pearls. That is a triple strand, double fisted.
You better believe it. Well,
pearl
and in
clutcher.
The same breath,
yeah.
he was having hemorrhoid issues.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh,
he
no.
says, Jim, do you have some mentholatum or something?
No, Jim. Forget it. Don't do it.
Get out of here.
Hey, we need to ditch out to a commercial. And when we come back, if anybody's still here, John Chandler is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.